Saturday, beautiful people. Happy Saturday. Welcome to Bad Thought Therapy. I'm Sheree Hardy. It's been a minute, but I had to pause and do a podcast. And I'm going to make this a part of my mother to daughter series. I just saw something and I just said, you know what, I'm going to talk about it. I want to write about it. And it's not one of those very positive things. Sometimes our reality is negative and it's hard to sometimes face reality. Fantasy is an escape, and sometimes it helps us to get through reality. But I just heard something on another podcast that I was watching, and I'm not going to say the name, but I'll just say a little bit about this person. So the story on the podcast was about a young lady who is married. She's married to a high profile person, athlete, and her husband was cheating on her. And the story was about how he lied, and it was about the lie that he told her, which she shared into the public. So I'm going to talk about that first, lesson number one with that. I know it's hard, but when you're in a relationship, it's a way to talk about it if you just have to talk about your relationship. But I think letting the public into your relationship is not a good idea. Like every time something happens, you run to social media. I see this a lot where people run to social media and they start talking about the problem and they start talking about the person. I think that there's a right and wrong way to do that. I do not believe you should do that if you can help it. But if you want to talk about a principle or issue, the bottom line is, if you go through something in a relationship, this is hard, you have to accept that you chose this person and you are choosing to deal with this person. So it's simple, but I know it's easier said than done. If a person is doing something to you that you think is disrespectful, you think it's wrong, it doesn't make you feel good, what you have to do is let them go. Let that person go. Try not to focus too much on what they are doing, but focus on what you have accepted. Because no one can disrespect you unless you let them. No one can manipulate you unless you let them. No one can treat you like a toy or like some disposable thing or dispensable thing, a tangible thing, unless you let them. And that is one of the hardest lessons that I had to learn the hard way. If you're in a relationship and that relationship is toxic and it is hurting you and it's causing you pain and tears and frustration, disappointment, whatever negative emotion you come up with, you have to ask yourself, is this person putting a gun to my head, making me accept this? Is this person have a knife at my throat? Probably not. And even then, you still can make the choice, I'm not going to accept this. And while it may not be as easy to get out of those situations as it would be to just say, hey, you know what, I'm going to let you, you know, you don't want me, you don't respect me, hey, go down the street. There's so many women. I live in Atlanta, and there are probably 12 to 15 women to every man. 12 to 15. So if a guy, if I were in a relationship, that's, you know, my season is over, okay? I'm almost 60 years old. And I know some older people still hope for love and all that, and God bless them. But, you know, that's another story. That's another podcast. But my point is this. You know, you have to make the decision that you're not going to let yourself be disrespected. And at the same time, you don't want to bash that other person either, because at the end of the day, if a person is being manipulative and they're being dishonorable, that's a sad person. You know, there are men that I know, and really at a certain point, you can't even be angry at them. You just can't even be angry. You have to feel a sense of sorrow, because that has to be miserable not to be able to have a person to be with, an honorable woman, and you have to go around and you're so afraid, you got to manipulate. Are you so immature that you have to play these games? And at the end of the day, if that woman is a child of God, that man is going to lose. And he's going to feel that. He's going to, there's certain people you don't want to play with. I was just in a conversation about this. And somebody could be a child of God. And we got to be so careful about how we treat people and what we do. But anyway, what made me do this was, and it leads right into what I was saying, was on this podcast, there was a transgendered woman. And she was telling the audience that the kind of man that the woman was crying out about, her husband cheating, that's the kind of man she meets all the time. And she was saying she had no hope for relationships and love. And she said, at the same time, I know there's some good men out there, but the vast majority of times when she is out and she's meeting men, she's meeting the kind of man that cheats and that lies and manipulates. And what she said was, and I thought this was powerful, she was basically saying she wished that they would just present themselves as they are instead of tricking women. She was saying, if you're going to be this kind of person that's going to go around and you're going to have multiple sexual partners, you're going to have, you're going to play around, you just can't settle down and be with one person, or you're not honorable, or you don't have discipline when it comes to your sexual needs or whatever. She was saying she just wished that men would just be honest. And that's why I'm calling this mother the daughter, because I was just thinking about this, because I watch other podcasts and I listen to other people. I read a lot of books, read a lot of things. It's sad. This is a sad commentary, but this is really the reality. If you're going to be in a relationship, having a person that will probably, more than likely, if given the opportunity, would go outside of your relationship for intimacy, that is a strong and high probability. And that will more than likely happen. And it's happening now with young people. That's what triggered this, was a student, was sharing something with me, and she was troubled by some things she was going through. And my heart just ached for her because she was so young. But what she was going through is what a lot of women go through today. And it's not about judging the behavior, you could if you wanted to. It's more about deceit. Everything is about deceit. So if you say, I'm with you, but I want to be with other men and women, and you tell a woman that up front, okay, then she can say, well, okay, I'll accept that. Or she could say, that's okay, I'll pass. What this person was saying on the podcast is that men don't give women the option to say that. They don't give them the option because they're deceptive. And some women believe, and I was there at a certain point in my life, and I'm not there anymore. Some women really believe that if they're good enough, if they're nice enough, if they are honorable enough to the man, that man will love them. That, it's almost like you do things to get the man to want you, and you believe my action is going to determine how he treats me. And that is not the case. Every single day, when I'm looking at the woman who was the center of this podcast discussion, the woman was beautiful. I doubt seriously if she didn't smell good, or if she didn't take a bath or her breath. I doubt if that was the case. She was very attractive. She seemed like a very smart person. The people on the podcast were saying she was a very nice person. She didn't seem like someone who was just out in the streets. And I've had this conversation over and over and over again with young women, is that, and I use the analogy of this boat. Real story, I'm going to keep telling this little anecdote, but the story is about a man who went to a yard sale several years ago, and he went to this yard sale and he bought a bowl, and he paid $2 or $3 for the bowl. Well, it turns out that the bowl was worth millions of dollars, a couple of million dollars, and he had this bowl from a Chinese dynasty. And so I would ask my students, when I first read this article in the newspaper, this had to be like 20 years ago, maybe longer, I can't remember, but I said, why would someone sell a $1 million bowl for a couple of bucks? And most of my students would say, well, they must not have known it was worth that much. And that's the analogy I use, that you can be a good person. You could be an honest person. You could be beautiful. You could be loyal. You could be kind, smart, giving, all of those things. It does not mean that someone will treat you better because of that. And that's what you need to go in thinking, that there is nothing you can do. It breaks my heart when I hear people teach, well, if you just do this and you just do that and you just give this and you just open to that, as if you could do something. You can do all of that and more, and you can still get lied to, cheated on, mistreated, manipulated, all of those things. And these are just facts, and they're painful facts. And sometimes our reality is negative, and we don't, you know, and it's hard to accept. There are podcasters out there, and what they do is they sell lies. They make it seem like women are going to have a chance to be in a relationship as long as they do this. You know, of course, the number one thing is you got to take care of your body. You can't be overweight. Your hair got to be a certain way. You got to look a certain way. You got to do certain things. And it's women that have never been fat a day in their lives. They are absolutely beautiful with makeup, and with, you take the makeup off, they've been cheated on. They've been lied to. And then it becomes this, and this is where I see a lot of women starting to break mentally, because, okay, they say, well, you just do this, then he'll do this. They do that. That doesn't work. Well, you didn't do the other thing I told you to do. You do that other thing. That doesn't work. It's not going to work, because we're in a crisis mode, and it's spiritual. It has nothing to do with the physical, your behavior. It has to do with how a man sees himself in relation to God. That is why we're in the crisis. On that same podcast, there was another very disturbing story about a professor. He's been fired, and he was engaged in some sexual perversion. It was recorded. He has been open about his sexual perversion. I have talked about this over and over and over again. Because people have taken God out of everything, they can never have real love. And sex and love were never meant to be separated. That's why you have so much sexual deviation, because if sex is only about pleasure, then that means that you would do anything with anybody for pleasure. And that's what's happening. So you've got people that are with this one person because that person is maybe stable. That's like their it's like their base. They always have that base that they can go back to. But then they're out in these streets and they're doing everything. Given the opportunity, there is no limit that they would not, there's no limits to what they would do or not do. And then if you're young and you're naive, you might be thinking, oh, if I'm just a good girl, you know, he'll accept me and treat me right. And that's just not true. The only way a man is going to treat a woman with honor and dignity is if he fears God, if he understands that he cannot take his next breath without God, and that his soul and his blessings are dependent upon how he treats his wife and his children, how he honors them. And the more that he does right by his wife and his children, the more blessings, the more protection, the more everything. And another thing, another issue is, see, we don't like to talk about the spiritual stuff because, you know, it's spooky or it's taboo, and there are so many things we don't understand. There is a real spiritual entity of darkness that exists on this earth and in the universe. And if you don't know how to fight that, if you cannot resist darkness, because it's coming to you, it's coming to everybody, nobody is exempt, then you'll never win that battle. So if you were in a war and let's say one group of people only had spears and the other group have guns, who's more likely to win? The one with the guns, because the guns can do a lot more damage faster than the people with spears. It's the same way in the spiritual realm. If you are fighting spiritual battles, are you dealing with spiritual issues and war, if you don't know how to fight that, you're not going to win. And a lot of men, that's where they get caught up. They don't understand. The spirit of sexual perversion is real, and it's coming for you. It's coming for everybody. And if you don't understand that, and you don't understand how to resist, and you don't understand, at the end of the day, as Jesus taught in the Holy Scriptures, that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. In the end, all you're going to do is lose. And that's the whole trick. And everything is about deception. People deceive. And they put on these facades, or they, you know, say one thing and then they do something else. You can always go know what a person really, really believes is by their actions. And that's another thing, dear daughter, is that you have to stop listening to what a person says. Just look at what they do and what they don't do. That's going to tell you where their heart really is. Because if you believe in something and you believe it, you know, and you really, really believe it, you're going to act on it. There's no way that action will not be connected to what a person believes. So we get deceived because we get caught up. Somebody said something, but then their actions don't align. I learned a long time ago, if I don't see the action, Then I believe the action. I don't even care what a person says to me anymore. I believe the action. The action is going to reveal where a person's heart, because it says, out of a man's heart, he speaks. People speak from their heart. So when it's not in their heart, when they don't have good intentions, you'll know. You don't have to wonder about if a man loves you, because if he's not treating you with respect and honor, even if he loves you, it's not going to matter. Because he's not treating you with respect and honor. So I'm doing this because that particular episode, I just watched that podcast. I hadn't watched them in a minute. And I wanted to just kind of catch up. So I said, well, I can't watch all of the episodes they did, but I'm going to watch one. And it was meant for me to watch that one because these are some of the things that I've been saying. I work with girls. My students are all girls. And I'm just so concerned. I really am. I'm going to be honest because I know what it's like to be green, to be naive, to be young, and you have all of these beautiful ideals about relationships, but the reality is the total contradiction and opposite of that. And so how do you reconcile that? And so I just want to say, number one, you have to accept the facts. These are the unfortunate facts. I spend time in prayer that there will be a revival in our community, that there will be men who will rise up and show, teach other men, how young men especially, how to be honorable, how to be faithful. If you're not going to be with one woman, then let her know that. If you're a person and you are what they call a pansexual, that's a new thing now. It's not new, it's been around. You just tell her that. The issue, and this is why I love that what the guy was saying, what the trans woman was saying, on the podcast, she was basically saying it's about being transparent. The issue is deceit. You see, deceit can cause people to get hurt. It can cause people to be sick, physically sick, emotionally, mentally, in every way. It's about the deception. If you're in a relationship and someone says, look, I know that I have an issue, and I like to get with anything moving, and I'm not, you know, I'm just letting you know this up front, then you can make a decision. Then there are no surprises. And unless that person is delusional and thinking that, oh, I can change him in some way, and that's what they were also talking about. Some women believe that, and you can't. If God can't do it, then you're not going to be able to do it. So you have to understand this is the brutal reality. And you, no matter what you do, and this is why I'm doing mother to daughter, no matter what you do, it's not going to ensure that you will be treated better, that you won't be lied to, that you won't be, you know, deceived, you won't be cheated on, that you won't be hurt. It doesn't matter. What you have to do is, and this is hard, you have to shift your focus. See, sometimes we want to be in a relationship so badly that we put all our attention on the other person. What you have to do, if you don't want to be hurt physically, spiritually, mentally, in any way, you have to spend spend time focusing on yourself, and you have to make a decision. If you don't like what a person is doing, you don't try to change their behavior. If you think what a person is doing wrong, you could try to convince them that they're wrong. That's probably not going to work. What you have to do is you have to let people be. And that is a life lesson. Again, the greatest life, let people be, let go and let God, let them go. Wish them well. You don't have to hate anybody. You don't have to talk about anybody. Yes, you may feel like you were deceived at a certain point, but then once you find out the truth and you still continue to maintain a relationship with them, there is no way you can blame them. You can talk about them. Now you are accountable for your own life because you chose to be with them, even though you knew they cheated on you, even though you knew that they tried to kill you, even though you knew they tried to poison you, even though you knew that they got with you, not even really wanting to be with you, that you were, there's a word for this, I forgot what it's called, but you were like a cover for them. And they're not even interested. They don't even love you. They don't even like you, really, you know? And that hurts. I know it hurts. But you know what I would rather be hurting from? Is the truth rather than a lie. You have to make a decision. I got to face this truth. And now you have to, your focus has to be on restoring your mind and your heart and your life. And yes, it is sad. If you wanted, you know, most women, and I know I was one of those women at one point when I was young, I just wanted to be a wife and a mother. I just wanted to have, I believed in family. And if it doesn't happen the way you think it should happen, then you can keep trying to make it happen. That's a very big mistake. I can tell you from firsthand experience. Or you can let it go and you have to accept reality. It's not going to happen, or it may not happen with that person. And you have to accept that reality. And see, this is the thing that I, like, there are women my age and older, and they want to be in relationships. And this is what I tell them all the time. If God wanted me to be in a relationship, I know it. You know how I know I would know? Because he would put the right person in my life. It's not that hard. I heard something so beautiful, and I got to go back and find that. But it was a guy saying, basically, that love is a choice. You choose. You're just going to either be with a person or you're not going to be with them, and then you're going to work it out. Because he was saying that you're going to always find somebody better than. There's always going to be somebody maybe that looks better or is better in some way. You make a choice and be a commitment to be with that person, and you two work it out, and that's how you make it beautiful. In other words, like I've been saying, you create love, you create beauty in the world. And that person just has to make that choice. And when a person is afraid or a person is has issues with himself, he's not going to be able to make that choice. And it's nothing you can do about it because it's a spiritual thing. I'm going to keep going back to that. A person has to get right with God first before they are able to get right with you. And so if they're not right, they don't even fear God. They're out here doing everything and anything, and they're hurting God's people. They don't fear the Lord. What do you think you're going to be able to do? And it's no amount of beautiful. You know, I've always been a fluffy woman. And, you know, when I hear a lot of podcasters, the number one thing they always talk about, well, you got to lose weight. You got to get in shape. You got to lose weight. And every time I used to internalize that too. But then I kept saying, well, God, this person has never been fat a day in her life. She's attractive. She's never been fat. Why is she cheated on? Why has she been lied to? Why is her husband being caught in the hotel room with another man? Like, what, you know, what's going on here? And that's when I realized it's not just about that. And of course, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be in the best shape we can be. And I'm always be trying to be losing weight and be on a diet. Okay, that's just a fact. But what I'm saying is that my heart goes out to people that think it's based on a condition. Because even if you were not overweight, even if your hair was a certain way, because they talk about, you know, you got to dress a certain way, got to look a certain way, you would go insane. Just think, these people in this one particular podcaster, you know, you got 100 things they're telling you to do. And this is why people are going crazy, because they're trying to check off the list. And even though they're trying to check off the list, guess what's going to happen? there is a strong, strong possibility that they're still going to be single. Because until men get right with the Lord, nothing is going to change in our communities. That's the issue. When a man fears God and he feels like, and he talks to God, then he can be, and he can be able to resist the enemy, because the enemy is coming for him. And there is no perversion that he won't be exposed to. And it's a matter, you know, the one thing that's amazing about this spiritual journey is God is a God that gives us choice. And I learned that that's a powerful thing, because we can choose freedom or bondage. You can choose to be free with God through Christ Jesus, or you could choose to be in bondage when you get entangled up with evil. And you just lose. And even though a person knows they're losing, I don't know what it is. Because I don't think people think about their souls the way they think about eating, you know, the way they think about doing that other thing. I just don't think they think about their souls. I don't think they understand that our lives don't really belong to us. I've said this on this podcast literally almost every episode. I know that I cannot take my next breath without God. I know that. So everything I do, I'm always aware of God's presence in my life. And I thank God that I can feel him. And I'm always seeking, how can I please him? How can I serve him? What can I do? And I wasn't always like this, because even though I had an awareness, because I told y'all when I was like 7, the Salvation Army introduced me to Jesus Christ. So I did have a sort of nominal novice relationship with God, and then I began to grow and grow. But now I understand that it's about my soul. At the end of the day, it's all about our souls. What does it profit a man, and that means that a woman, to gain the whole world but to lose their soul? Because at the end of the day, our souls are owned by God. I hate using the word own, but they belong to God. I don't want to say own, but our souls belong to God. And so it's about what you're doing. And you can't hide from him, whatever you do in the dark, whatever your thoughts are. And we are human, because we are spirits in these human bodies. And so we're having this human experience, but we have to work through it. We have to ask God to help us. Remember the prayer? I always remember this, when Jesus, you know, had made the choice, hey, you know, I'm called to save the world. I have to stand in place for those that sinned. And he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was like, you know, he prayed for God. If this didn't have to happen, God, let it pass. But your will, God, not my will. And that's the prayer that we have to pray. Sometimes we're struggling with different things. Sometimes, you know, our carnality can get the best of us, but you have to ask God, not my will, but your will. What do you want me to do? Help me. We have a God, and I'm going to stop here, and then I'm going to continue, because, you know, I get 30 minutes to record on this, the way I'm doing it. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to take a little break, and then I'm going to come right back. Thank you so much for listening. This is part 2 of this episode, Dear Daughter, and I don't know what I'm going to call the subtitle, but I'll come up with something. But basically, I'm talking about relationships and making peace about the possibility, the strong possibility, that you're going to be single. And if you're not single and you're in a relationship with a man, it's very likely that you're going to deal with that man going outside of the relationship with and being with other men and women and other things. And so that's just the brutal reality that we're living in today. And what I'm trying to encourage you to do is not to focus on the man, but to focus on yourself and being your best self and learning how to not be bitter, but to be better and let people go. And I am a witness. I know this is easier said than done. I know it's not easy, but you have to let people go. You have to let people just do what they're going to do. And what I want to emphasize and what motivated me to do this, let me go back, because what really was the exigence for this was I was watching another podcast. And on this podcast, their guest celebrity was a transgendered woman. And she was saying that she meets a lot of men who cheat on their wives. And so she was saying how, you know, discouraged she was about relationships, and she felt bad for women who believed that they were going to be in a relationship where there was monogamy and there was and the man was exclusive with them. And she was basically saying she felt bad for women. And this is something that some of us have seen and known from our own personal experiences. And what you have to do is, and what will mess you up is if you just focus on the man. If you just focus on the man and what he's doing or not doing, you will be miserable and you will be in emotional bondage. It can affect your physical health, because when you are hurt or you're feeling sorry for yourself, you're having one of those, you know, woe is me moments, then you can't get out of that. You can't grow. You are not going to change another human being. If God cannot change their minds, if they don't fear God, if they're around here and they're having sex with other men and women, you know, and they don't fear God, then there's nothing you can say or do. And you have this interesting dichotomy, because you got podcasters out there telling women, because naturally you want to be with a man. Naturally you want to be in a relationship. That's natural for most people. They want that. I believe that's how we're wired. That's how we all got here. Everybody, every human being is here because a man and a woman got together in some way. The problem is that you're being told, well, if you just do A, B, C, D, and you go through the whole alphabet, if you just do these things, then your man will act right or he'll love you more. And that's just not true. That's a lie. Because you can love a person unconditionally. You can love that man unconditionally. And you could hope the best for him. You can be loyal. You can be faithful. You can be all of those things. And yet, and guess what? You can still get lied on, cheated on, mistreated. And a lot of emphasis is on the physical, like how you look. And I know for me, because I always struggled with my weight, that was a big issue for me. But then I started to really pay attention. And there are so many women who have never been overweight a day in their lives. They have flawless skin, hair, teeth. They don't smell. There's nothing wrong with them. And they are being lied to, cheated on, mistreated, abused, and killed every single day. Because the crisis has to do with the spiritual realm. This is a spiritual issue. And if you can't solve a problem if you don't understand why that problem exists. So, you know, like right now, I got to go check on my car. No, the oil got to be changed, but something else going on. And if you don't know what the root of that problem is, and you don't get to the root, you cannot fix the problem. And the root is spiritual. See, the thought to do certain things may come to your mind because you're human and you are carnal. Some say that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Because you're carnal and you have the propensity to sin or to focus on pleasing your flesh, any bad thought can come to you. But see, when you really fear the Lord and God, and you understand that your soul does not belong to you, that you can't take your next breath without God, that you can't do anything without His help, then you operate differently. So you, and when you know that, though, when you understand that your soul belongs to God, and that everything you do, you are held accountable for, even your thoughts, even there's nothing you can hide from Him, even on the inside. And when you understand that the battle is not with another person, the battle is within yourself, the good and evil that wants to, that is always in battle. You might have heard this Native American story, and I shared it recently with my students, that I think most people have heard before, but it's about a grandfather trying to teach his grandson about good and evil. And he tells the grandson, inside of you, there are two wolves. And he uses this analogy and this anecdote to help his grandson understand this principle. There are two wolves inside of you, and every day they fight. They fight like cats and dogs inside. And then he pauses. And so his little grandson does what he knows he's going to do. Well, if they fight, Granddaddy, which one wins? And the grandfather says to him, the one that you feed. If you feed evil, evil will grow. This is the issue, because some people already struggle with discipline when it comes to sex. So then if they're watching porn all day and all night, you're seeing it, you're listening to it, then you're going to be thinking about it. And if you think about it, you're always going to act on it, because again, that's why I do bad thought therapy. Every action begins with a thought. And when I tell you, when you see this up close and personal like I have, it's sad, because there are some people, it's a man that I know, he could be a millionaire. He could be in a whole different dimension of life. And he could also be going to heaven probably. But from the time he wakes up, time he goes to bed, the only thing he's interested in is feeding himself with porn. And it has now, I know it's destroyed him, because he's impotent. Like nothing, there's no good that can come out of that. And so then people start to act on that. And then they see certain things. And next thing you know, they're on these streets, they're sleeping with, different men and women. And that creates a whole nother realm of problems. And it's just sad to see and to know, but there's nothing you can say or do. And the issue for me, even, and this is going to sound a little strange, it may sound like there's a contradiction, but it's not even about judging their behavior. What it's about is deceit. What they should do is just come out and just say, you know what, the next woman they meet is just tell them, look, I want to live with you so I can pay my bills, but I also want to be able to go out to the strip club. I want to be able to go out and have sex with different partners. I like certain, I'm into perverted acts or whatever, just tell people. So then that person can say, you know what, I'll still be with you. So we can make a pretty Facebook post, or I won't. But at least that woman would know, rather than be hurt and then have to find out the hard way through, getting some kind of sexually transmitted disease. Or now you got to worry about your life, the physical safety of your life, because you can't play with people's feelings. You play with people's feelings, then you got to be worried about, this other man or this other woman coming to you. It really complicates things. And see, when I watch crime shows, at the heart of most crime shows is sex and money. Most people end up getting killed because of sex and money. Some kind of way, when there's deceit involved. Now, it's different if everybody knows what's going on. Then everybody can agree to whatever you're doing. It's different when people are being deceptive. And that's, again, that going back to the podcast that I saw earlier today, that's what the person was trying to say. Look, these men are lying to women. And because they're lying to women, women are getting hurt. They are being deceived into thinking that, because he married me, I'm going to be special in some way. And that's just not true. And that's unfortunate. And so we have to face reality. Sometimes reality is negative. You wish you could change it. Again, I want to just emphasize, focus on solutions now. We've talked about the problem enough. Is number one, you have to focus on yourself, because you're not going to change another human being. It doesn't matter what you say or what you do. You can try to tell a person, look, you're filling yourself with filth. And that same person, this is what's so deep, the same person that I was saying, watch porn from sun to sundown, this person would not read a book. Because he said he didn't want the voice in his head. I'm thinking, wow, you can watch porn from sundown down, but you don't want to read the autobiography from Malcolm X because you don't want to hear, to visualize. I can't, but see, that's what I'm saying. That level of insanity, you have to let that go. You know, you just have to let it go. That's all I'm going to say. Just let's focus on solutions. You got to let it go. And you got to let God. That's the first thing. You have to understand you're not going to change other people. That's a hard reality. And now you have to choose yourself. You have to focus on being your best. You just have to focus on how can I be the best person I can be, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And then you have to take action on being all those things. Whether it means, you know, I said I'm going to start getting up and, you know, exercising every morning. I worked with a coworker. She worked out. She went to the gym like at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning every morning. Now, I need that kind of discipline. I don't know how you got to have it, but at least I can do some things at home. But you got to take care of yourself. You got to make sure that you are putting good things in you, because if you don't put good in you, it can't come out. And that's the thing that a lot of people miss, especially our men. If you're watching filth, it's just going to come out in your behavior. It's going to come out in your conversations. You got to put it in. And number one, you have to first make your spiritual life your priority, because everything begins and ends with God. I'm breathing because of God's grace. You're breathing because of God's grace. Is his grace. And he gives each of us a chance, I believe, to turn in his direction. And we have to ask ourselves, if is what I'm doing pleasing to God? Are my actions honorable? Are they respectful? Do they give life? Do they help people? You have to engage in a self-assessment. You know, as a teacher, every now and then I would tell my students, I want you to self-assess. I want you to determine, you know, what did you learn? And I've taken a little step further now where I will say, okay, you got to give me some concrete examples. And then I let them choose that grade for that week. You know, you choose a grade. But you have to self-assess, where am I with my life? Do I want more? Can I do more? And sometimes it's not about being a human doing, it's about a human being. Am I the best that I can be? How can I get better? Because if you don't focus on you and getting better, you will be bitter. You would just get fixated on the other person, because what it is, that person lied to you. Or, check this out, you believe the lie. You were delusional into thinking if you were just nice to this person, if you love this person unconditionally, that they would love you back. That's not how it works most of the time. Sometimes it does, but that is unfortunately more rare than it is the norm. So you have to focus on yourself. You have to let go. You have to forgive. And you have to pray. You pray. I tell you, I stay in constant prayer about everything. Something just happened to me recently, and I wasn't sure about it. And I told my daughter, she probably thought I was weird. I said, Mom, you know, you think it is? I said, no, I think if this teacher record me, I said, you know what? I said, all I'm going to do is pray about it. You got to learn how to pray about everything. Because the reality is, we're so limited in our physical power. But God is all powerful. Don't get it twisted. I know the world sometimes seems like it's upside down. And, you know, it just, you know, sometimes the people are wondering, where is God? All this evil is happening. But remember, I've said this on this podcast, God doesn't rape people. He doesn't steal. He doesn't kill. He doesn't lie. People do that. And it's because people are not connected to God that they can hate, they can deceive, they can kill, they can engage in all of this sexual perversion. They don't know even how to be. You know, God has made the body. They don't even know everything on the body. It's so clear what to use it for. But that perversion, that spirit will come in. And they'll come in on anybody. See, that's the thing. Another thing you have to do is you don't judge. Because you might be looking at the person and thinking, like that person I was telling you about that is just a sexually perverted person, a dark person. But you know what I realized is that could have been me. That could be anybody. See, I can't really judge that person because I understand how he got there. And I understand the enemy is powerful. God is more powerful, and we just got to know that. But the enemy is powerful too. And so people get deceived and they think it's okay. They're going to find out though. They're going to find out. They will find out the truth. And they think they're getting away with it. And, you know, I remember my mother saying something, and I thought it was so, you know, I'm one of those people, like, when people say something, I don't always reject it immediately. I like to contemplate it, because really the way I learn is I'm an intrapersonal learner. So I have to think about things. I've always been sort of slow, and it makes me slow. You know, I had to embrace it. I'm kind of slow. I'm really a slow learner, because what I have to do is when I hear something new or I'm exposed to something new, I have to kind of think about it and contemplate it and all of that. But I remember my mom saying something, and she was saying, well, the devil blesses people too. And we were talking about this particular minister who seemed to be successful because he had a huge following. He was rich. He was a multimillionaire. In our opinion, he wasn't a great teacher. And we were trying to sort of figure out, well, you know, what's the formula? He's got all these people listening to him. But I thought about that for a long time, because I couldn't say I didn't agree with it. I couldn't say I disagreed, because I was just trying to think about it. But what I finally concluded is this: the devil does give people things. God blesses, but our spiritual enemy can give people things. And this is how a lot of people get caught up. Some of these people that are just, and they don't even know there's a level of living that they could have, but because the enemy does give them things, he allows them to do these things until they're completely destroyed, they think that they're okay. And they may think, okay, I'm just doing all this. I'm getting away with it. God sees everything and knows everything. Everything we do in the dark, God will bring to the light, either to us or to the world, depending on what platform you're on. We deceive ourselves when we think, I'm sinning and nobody sees it. No, God sees. And I have to catch myself in my mind. I could be thinking of something like, okay, oh, I shouldn't think about that. You know, you got to even watch that, because God knows our thoughts. He knows our heart, everything. And when you make a decision that you're going to live for God and die for God, that's when your life will change. And I'm not saying you necessarily are going to be rich. I'm not saying that you're going to have a lot of money and you're going to get to do everything you want to do. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that it's when you have peace. Because at the end of the day, I have concluded, and I've thought about this for a long, long time, the greatest blessing from God is peace. Peace is when you can go to sleep and you know you've done all you can to do good. Doesn't matter what somebody else is doing. Doesn't matter what they're thinking. And you focus on God and no one else, because there's nobody else you can change. And I'm just going to say this, daughter, because I know this is hard. There's nothing you can do that a man will change. And if he does change just to get you, then, and it's all based on conditions. What happens when you do something that he doesn't like? You know, his soul belongs to God. That's what you have to do. Now, you have to pray for people. This is where it's kind of controversial, because my daughter and I, we've had this conversation. You know, you wasting your prayers on certain people. Every now and then I will still pray for, you know, certain people that I felt, one particular person really that was deceptive. Because it's not really about what he did or didn't do. But then at a certain point, I knew that I was being deceived. So there's nobody to blame but me. And that's the last thing I want to end with. This is really going to set you free, is when you take full ownership of your life. As long as someone else has the power to determine if you're going to be happy or sad, if you're going to be up or down, if you're going to have or not have, as long as that is in the hands of somebody else, you can never, ever live an elevated life, ever. You have to take full ownership of your life, and you have to just let people do what they want to do. And a lot of people, this is what the enemy does, he distorts their thinking. And so they blame everything on somebody else too. They're in that situation where they're saying, well, you did this, you did that, it's you know, it's them. They've had every opportunity to do what is righteous, and they have chosen to do evil. And what we all have to do, this is for everybody, you got to do right no matter what. Sometimes that takes a minute to work through, but you have to get there. You can do it. And we have to watch ourselves, because hypocrisy is real. I was in somewhere and somebody was saying something. I'm thinking to myself, lady, you booed somebody. You up here talking about how to be and not to be. I'm like, okay. That level of hypocrisy sometimes can be a little aggravating. But here's the thing again. It goes back to you. You got to make sure you're not that person. That's the key to being the best you can be. So let's just recap before I end this podcast. I want to thank everybody for listening. And I appreciate you. God bless you and your family. I'm doing this podcast because I want to share some good news with you. And that is that God loves you. He wants the absolute best for you. He wants you to have peace. Peace is not the absence of problems. Peace is the presence of the Lord in your life. You have to spend your time and energy getting right with Him and not another person. You got to shift the focus. And now, again, I said this before. I think I ended my last little part one of this. If God wants you to be in a relationship, you'll know it because He'll present the person to you. If a man is not in your life that is honorable, then He wants you to be single. It's not, you can't choose your marital status. God chooses that for you. So if He wants me to be married, He would, by now He would have presented a man that was honorable, because He knows me and He knows how I am. He knows what I can take and what I can't take. And it's just that simple. And the same thing, He knows you. Let it go and stop fighting Him, because that's really what you're doing. Stop delaying the blessing of peace. Stop trying to get with somebody that doesn't want to do right, that doesn't love you. And I know that's hard. Make peace about the fact that you might have to be single. And you might have to live your life. It doesn't mean, because you're single is not a curse. It doesn't mean your life is going to be less than. I believe, yes, the original blueprint, God wanted us to be in relationships, heterosexual relationships. Monogamy, I believe that. Because that is the best way we can have peace and we can have safety. You know, you sleep with a whole bunch of other people, you're talking about disease, you're talking about all kinds of problems because we're not able to handle certain things emotionally. There's certain ways that we're wired. We do want to be feel special, we want to be exclusive, those kinds of things. And that's just the way God made us. So we go outside of that, it creates a whole big old bed of problems, and you don't want to line that bed. And so, but the main thing is to get right with God, talk to God every day, all day, pray all day, I don't care what it is, go to God in prayer. And let me tell you something, God will answer. I'm a witness. God will answer your prayers. I don't care what it is, I take it to God, because I know there are problems I can't fix. There are things I can't change. What I can do is I can just simply go to God and I can talk to Him, and He will answer me and He will fix problems that I can't fix. Don't get it twisted. Even though the world is upside down, that's the doing of men. That's the doing of men choosing to rape and to kill and to steal and to manipulate and to lie and to cheat and to engage in sexual perversion because they don't want to connect with God. But the one thing they're not going to be able to do is they're not going to be able to stop themselves from dying. And, you know, I remember reading, because I'm, you know, former French teacher. I remember reading about René Descartes. I used to teach my students about notable French people. And I don't know how I came across Descartes. This was a long time ago. And he was, because he has some quotes out there too, but he said this thing, and this is like in the 1600s. He had a near-death experience. And he said, if I believe in God and I find out that I was wrong and God doesn't exist, then I've lost nothing. I'm just paraphrasing. But if I don't believe in God and I find out that God exists, I've lost everything. And you have nothing to lose by believing. Because again, God is the one to whom our soul belongs. And I believe that with everything I have. And that's why I'm focused on Him. And that's why I want to encourage you, dear daughter, to do the same. So again, that's the key. You gotta get focused, and He will guide you. You know, there's a prayer that I've prayed probably about the last maybe 4 or 5 years, and it's been a life-changing prayer. You know, now I just say, God, tell me what to do. If you don't want me to do something, I won't do it. If you want me to do it, I'll do it. I was trying to do a special activity, and I was kind of doing it with the encouragement of another teacher, some special activity that I had done. I started like 10 years ago, literally over 10 years ago. And then I was out of teaching for a while. And the last couple of years before I left teaching, I stopped doing it. So I said, okay, I'm going to bring it back. And it was hard work. It's something that I kind of just did on my own. And when I wasn't getting the funding, because this requires, you know, everything requires a little money. And so I was seeking out sponsorships and donations and things. And when it wasn't happening, I was sitting at my desk and I was like, okay, putting some, you know, letters in envelopes and crying to God and praying and like, oh Lord, woe is me. And then I was like, I started praying. I was like, God, do you want me to do this? You know, if you don't want me to do this, why am I doing this? I just started doing my self-assessment. Like, God, why am I doing this? If you don't want me to do this, I don't have to do this. I thought I was doing it for the kids, but maybe I'm doing it for another reason. Search me, you know. And then the next day, because I was really disturbed, I was like, okay, I got to do it now, because once I said we're going to do it and we set the date and I done sent out emails to all these different teachers, we're going to do this. And the money for the prizes, I guess I got to just come out of pocket, but I'll never do it again, though. And Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this. So when I did that, the next day, a dear friend of mine, he called me and he said, guess what? That I got you some money. And so he's covered most of the money for the prizes. So I was like, Lord, 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 I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And he just let me know, yeah, I want you to do it. You can do it. It's not going to be easy. Don't give up. You got me. You got me. God, I got you. Yeah. So that's what you have to remember. Just focus on the Lord. Ask God to help you. Ask God to protect you. Ask God to keep you. Ask God to show you what to do and what to be. I'm praying for you. Again, I'm so thankful that you're listening. And I'm going to end this episode. This is going to be a long one. But just keep all those things in mind and you will make it. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Let people go. Let them go. Because if you don't let them go, it's very easy to get bitter. If you think that they've deceived you, if they've lied, they didn't treat you the best and you love them, okay, that's painful. But God will even heal your heart and He will let you move forward. Don't try to force people to be with you. Don't try to force something to happen. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Well, peace and abundant blessings to you. Don't forget to connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Take care. God bless you.